The Adventures of Ruby.
Taru's the name, T.J. Taru. Digging's the game. Archaeology to you. I found the Tuca in a sleazy bar in the Medina in Casa Negro. He was sitting at a bar stool, four plump tentacles, three bloodshot eyes, a blue mustache, and wearing a red fez. So, Tuca, you don't know what happened to Ruby, eh?
No idea.
You don't seem to care, either. That's disgusting. Where can I find the rodent Kapoor?
He has been standing behind you for some time.
What?
Who is Angel Lips? Talk to Ru.
A snub-nosed blaster was pressed into my stomach, and he had to drop on me, all right? The little rodent.
Rodent! I told you rodent. Rodent, not rodent.
Right, all right. Simmer down. Look out behind you.
Ha! Don't try that, Taru.
Oh, we are not that.
Slimy blaster caught the Tuca dead in the center. Apparently, it was loaded with an inflatable. The Tuca suddenly puffed right up and then exploded. Tentacles went flying all over the place. The rodent was quick. He took out the first slimy. I yanked out my automatic and I fired and I missed. I missed again. Then I hit the power board. The lights flew out. I flipped the infrareds on my glasses and I saw the rodent scurry down a trap door behind the bar. I dove in after him. That was an underground sewer. Oh my God, stinks. Kapoor looked right at home down there. Hold on! Not so fast, Kapoor. I got the drop on you.
I must escape. If the slimies catch me,
they what? They what, Kapoor? They eek. Look at the size of that rat. What do you mean by eek? The rat looks like a lot like you, Kapoor.
I will remember that, too.
Look out behind you. All right, you look out behind you. Nice try, Kapoor, but...
Slimies!
Eat hot lead, slimies!
Look out behind you.
Nice try, Kapoor, but... Don't worry, these sewers are built to... Uh-oh.
We must run!
Uh-oh. Well, that's where being an archaeologist comes in handy. I learned to sidestep those little little nuisances before they can...
Yeah, question is, do androids dream of electric sheep?
Do androids dream of electric sheep? Electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind. Do androids dream of electronic sheep? This is Angel. We are the Android Sisters. Last night I watched the nightly news. Do you watch the nightly news? Do you watch it faithfully? Night after night. I watch it. We watch the nightly news. But last night was different. Something happened. As I watched, I suddenly saw that... My hands had become little hooves. My feet were little hooves. My nose was long. My nostrils were big. I had two furry ears. I was covered with wool. When I opened my mouth, out came bah. And the anchorman was saying blah, blah. And I replied bah. And the anchor woman was saying blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. Then I remembered. remembered. Then I remembered. Electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind. Do you watch the nightly news? Do you watch it faithfully? Night after night after. When they go blah, 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 do you go bah, bah, bah? And you have the nerve to ask us, do androids dream of electronic sheep? And so we reply, yes, we dream of electronic sheep. We dream of you.
I found Angel Lips standing under a street lamp. Apparently she'd taken up the oldest profession, which was standing under a street lamp. It was painful to see her again. You see, I was the one that had her built. Angel Lips was well built, all woman and all plastic. The engineer at Lazar's Android Works built her exactly to my desires. She was my ideal woman, brought to life, so to speak. We would have lived happily ever after in our snug little kahunga, except for one small flaw in her program. She left me.
Hello, Professor.
Hello, Angel.
You look a little thin.
Yeah? Well, I've been digging up the Nulian cities out in the great ZZ boom. You appear to be much the same.
Androids don't change much.
Yeah, I see that. It's nice to see you still take care of your plastic flesh.
You always liked plastic.
Yeah, I'm very fond of plastic. Plastic makes me hot.
Those days are over, Professor.
Over? Yeah. Why'd you leave me, Angel Lips?
I still love you, Professor.
She still loves me. You love me? What do androids know about love?
I miss being with you.
You do. You always knew the right thing to say.
I love the way you used to wash and polish my plastic flesh.
I love plastic. I love the way it. I love the way it feels. I love the way it.
And the way you'd unsnap my hair and
snap
on a new wig.
Snap, snap, snap. I like the sound of snap.
And zippers.
Zippers, God, I love zippers. Zippers.
And the way you'd scrub my toes.
Your toes. Yes. I love to play with your toes, your little android toes.
And my nose.
Your nose. Oh, too bad you don't breathe. I still like the way you simulated the sound of your breath with those little speakers hidden up your nostrils. I like that. I wish you could breathe, though. I wish... Oh, you would have the sweetest smelling breath in the world. It would smell like styrofoam coffee cups. I love you. Oh, Angel.
Do you want to find Ruby?
Ruby? What happened to Ruby?
The slimies ever.
The slimies? Where?
In a fortress outside the old city of Zig Zig Zag.
Zig Zig Zig?
No, Zig Zig Zag.
Zig Zig Zag.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know that fortress. Impenetrable, huh? How do you know about this?
I have ears.
My ears, yes. I love your ears. They're so perfect.
Goodbye, Professor.
Oh, what's that? Oh, Angel. Angel. Goodbye, Angel. I'll see you again. Maybe the next war, Angel. Bye-bye. Angel Lips had told me where they had Ruby captive. The slimies had her in the dungeons of an old fortress outside the old city of Zig Zig Zag. The fortress was impenetrable, and there was only one possible way to approach it from underneath. Looked like a job for the moles of ZZ Boo, so I contacted my good friend, Chief Moliere. Listen, Chief! We've got to go in from down under. What? Yeah, I heard that. What?
Huh?
Low profile. You're gonna dig your way here?
We travel by Moldmobile.
Oh, come on. No, you don't travel by Moldmobile. Yeah, I thought so. Get here as soon as you can, okay? And listen, bring some weapons. What? What was that again?
Pacifist.
You moles are pacifists? Aw, pacifists. Damn it. What'd you find?
A pile of arms and legs.
Any of them look like rubies?
Maybe this one.
Oh, come here, let me examine that. It's a nice leg. It's plastic. I like plastic.
Ruby is not made of plastic.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, this appears to be an odd assortment of android parts. Yeah, there's ears and some thumbs, noses. Oh, and some toes. Oh, little plastic android toes. Cute little ones.
Oh, Professor. We must find where Ruby is held captive.
Yes, yes, of course. Right. Sorry, I lost there. Hey, those big feet of yours are stirring up a lot of dust there, Mo. Thank you. Sorry. The alarm is
Slimy! Well, Professor, we must Gruselteite, run.
Thank you. They got mold, yeah. They're